Hello, this is Dr. Olajak calling from Chatham Center, New York. I heard an article on WAMC this morning regarding concerns that lawmakers had over legalizing medical marijuana because of the effects that it would have on young people's minds. As a natural healer, I found that laughable because when you consider all the Ritalin and the antidepressants that are doled out by prescribing doctors, it's in the millions. And I've certainly seen damage to the mental health of young people from prescription meds. In my opinion, we ought to back away from all this stuff.
My name is Larry Friedman. I'm calling from the town of Clinton in Dutchess County. I just listened to ex-Congressman Faso bemoaning the size of the debt. I have to say that the debt is maybe about 6% of the gross national product, which is rather small by most developed countries. I'd also say that he voted for this tax cut that was brought forth by the Trump administration, which gives most benefits to the very wealthy and the large corporations. Along the way, he's always voted along with Trump and those people that are looking to expand the debt.
I was just listening to your talk show with Alan Charton. I just got to say, I guess you can get away with it in a state like New York where it's pretty much blue. It's okay to smoke pot and buy pot and be high driving down the road. It's okay that we have abortions the night before you're scheduled to deliver your baby because you just decided you don't want to have the baby. You know, it's okay to do all that kind of stuff. You know, whatever. It doesn't make any difference what you do. Immorality is just unbelievable. So, you know, all this stuff is just okay. You know, I mean, no matter whatever people seem to want, it's okay. When it comes to, you know, wanting to build a security border fence, that's not okay.
Good morning. This is Steve Wilkerson in Beckett.
I danced and laughed so hard in the kitchen this morning when you played the Hucklebuck lead-in that it scared my dog. She came in the kitchen and barked at me. Never mind the Philistines. Keep up the good work.